Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Prepare for glory!
Chris Denman and Travis Terrell.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
We are live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Hello, world. Welcome to We Are Live.
That's right. We're live. Chris Denman, Travis Terrell. It's our damn show. Don't you worry about anybody else.
Ooh.
We're live from the Watering Bowl in the Grove on Manchester. You guys need to come check this place out. A heck of a place for your dog. We've got the Puppy Bowl preview today.
Puppy Bowl preview!
On the board, back at the studio here on 590 The Fan, we've got Matt Rocchio. What's up, Rock? How are you today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How's everybody doing there at the Watering Bowl?
Yeah, 5215 Manchester Avenue, if you were asking the address.
Is Carly catatonic yet?
Don't make cat jokes at a dog.
That was good.
At a dog
that was
place.
Good, Rock. That was good. I tell you what, we're about to have a bitchin' good time.
Michael Gaines, producer in the house. What's up, Mike?
Don't call me
Mike.
See,
what?
Doesn't it feel dirty?
I'm ready to respond, and then you hit me with the mic, and it's just rude. It's rude.
Michael Gaines, who are we talking to today?
Dan Schachner. He's the ref.
Household name.
The referee of the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet at 2 p.m. Central Time on Sunday.
That's fantastic. What time is he jumping on?
2:30.
2:30. So Dan Schachner, referee of the Puppy Bowl, joining us as we're live on location at the Watering Bowl on Manchester. It's the Dog Grove.
Chris, we're going to get into it today and discuss the big players in this upcoming Sunday's matchup. It's Team Ruff taking on Team Fluff. It's a matchup we've been talking about and preparing for all season long, Chris, and the big day finally arrives this Sunday on Animal Planet. Everyone I've talked to on the streets, I went to several dog parks over the last couple of days.
Sure.
That's all they talk about. This and that. And just to see the excitement in area dogs' eyes when you bring up the Puppy Bowl, man, I just can't wait, Chris, to talk about it today.
It's exciting, and we will be giving away.
We are live. Sincerely apologizes for the last 10 seconds.
We'll be giving away some gift certificates to the Watering Bowl here. And you guys, you can win. Also, Andrew Hannigan, he's the official realtor of We Are Live, will be giving away a dozen roses, I believe.
Oh, playa.
For best pickup lines sent in. And then there's also going to be a grand prize next week. And we'll probably include one of the gift certificates. But either way, the pickup line contest for Hannigan Team Realty. Andy may stop by here, actually. So we'll see what's going on. People are texting in already. 855-282-8255. And we will definitely get into the news of the day. Trav.
Big news of the day,
what's
Chris.
Happened?
Big news that we're going to get into that everybody in St. Louis is talking about. But first, let's quickly go ahead and get the news of the day out of the way. The Blues lost last night 5-3 to Winnipeg Jets. Ken Hitchcock has now been replaced by Mike Yeo as head coach. But the breaking news that everyone really is talking about is... Thanks, Rock. Is that Beyonce Queen Knowles Carter is pregnant with twins, Chris. I saw this on the wire. I contacted all my sources.
And Rock doesn't agree with your assessment of the St. Louis news of the day.
Look, when the Queen is about to welcome here in a few months new joys to the world, I love you guys. I love what we do here at We Are Live. I love my family and friends, but finally, I have something to live for. And to know that Beyonce's going to be having twins. Woo! What a day, Chris. What a day! We did it, guys. Huh, Gaines? We did it.
The announcement was terrible.
Oh, God.
And it looked awkward. And it didn't look cool at all. It wasn't Queen B-esque, in my opinion.
It looked like an awkward family photo.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Like, it looked like a weird
prom picture.
I thought
it was photoshopped when I saw it.
So I thought it was fake.
I will say this. Pregnancy photos always look awkward. I don't think there's elegant way. Now, Gaines, you often walk around like you're pregnant. How would you have taken that photo?
Got the fat boys of Inside SDN.
I'm with stupid.
Me today.
I'm with stupid with an arrow pointing down to my stomach.
That is a classic Gaines move. No, the internet's going to do the internet type of thing. Beyonce announcing via Instagram that she is having a set of twins. I may have slightly overreacted, telling everyone that this was not a drill. For that, I do apologize. People were really freaked out when I started hitting their beeper numbers with 911. That was my only concern. I apologize to you, Chris. I'm sorry.
We should go after her like we do Trump, because if we got the Bayhive coming after us, I mean, the impressions on that, guys.
No, yeah. No.
And then you get the follow-up. You know, you guys are being a little hard on We Are Live.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a bad plan.
Oh, you're not a businessman.
No, I think that would be a terrible.
He's a businessman.
No, I knew you were going to do that. This is why I really didn't want
to. Guys, I hate to one-up Queen Bee, but Travis, I'm pregnant with triplets. Time for you to pay up that child support, Daddy. Dr. Woody Bender.
I don't. First of all,
triplets.
Carly, did you?
This is dumber than the royal baby.
This is not dumber than the royal baby. First off, sorry. Queen Bey is bigger than the royal family. Okay, so you need to calm your ass, Matt Rocchio. More importantly, considering all the negative news we've seen in this country over the last 2 weeks, finally some joy to your little worthless lives. You're welcome,
Carly. Are you excited about this?
You guys didn't say hi to me in the beginning.
Oh, we didn't say hi to Carly.
Is that why you're pouting and not talking?
Oh, hold on.
Well, and also you guys are talking.
Hold on, let's rewind back.
Hey,
everybody, Carly Lawrence is here. She's ecstatic. We're at the Watering Bowl.
Hey.
We need to bring it.
Did we really not say hi to her?
No, you didn't. They said. They said hi to you, and then Travis started talking about Beyonce, and then I just was like, okay, cool, I'm not here.
If you guys could see this, we're at the Watering Bowl on Manchester. Carly is sitting like Daria up in the window.
That reference is too old for me.
With her black clothing on, just upset at the world, but she does have her sweatshirt on, handmade by her. What's it say?
Red wine and wiener dogs.
Now.
I wore a button down with canines on it myself.
Oh.
What happened to you
dog
guys?
Dog eat dog world.
I wore Mizzou. They take care of beagles.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's pretty good.
Brutal.
I have nothing, Chris. I'm just present at the moment. I'm sorry. But
is Bob Barker going to be the MC of the Puppy Bowl? That's from Evil Calvin.
I can't wait to break it down. We are going to talk.
Oh!
To the coaches.
Ray King says, calm your ass, Rocchio, before Richard Pritchard's dad. You know how it goes.
Yes.
Suck my
and
ass,
I'm
Ray
glad
King.
Ray King came to my defense, and he actually alerted you, Chris, earlier today of Beyonce's pregnancy by tagging you in his Instagram post. So even the Ray King understands the magnitude of someone of Beyonce's caliber having twins. I'm excited. I know that I'm going to spend the rest of my life lonely, hence why I'm here at the Watering Bowl today having fun with other people's pets. So this is huge news for my life. And so that's why I'm so ecstatic. How can one not be? And then we're at the Watering Bowl. There are so many dogs. There are literally 736 dogs in this building as we speak.
I know. We want to let Carly go roll around with them, but they're actually people's dogs at this wonderful establishment. So I don't think the legality of that works out.
I'm mad. What do they think I'm going to do? Give it diseases or something?
What?
I just want to hang out with
them. We'll try to feed it pizza and then let it have a bite of its quesarita. And that's also why.
Carly, why is your sweatshirt moving? I don't know.
I could literally see Carly look at the dog in the eyes and go.
And then say,
look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
I'm your mom now.
I'm the captain.
And then like a dog peeks out of the top of my sweatshirt. How'd that get there?
There was a moment, though, when we began our show that there was a nice little puppy German Shepherd outside.
It
had a tummy ache, and it was having a little diarrhea issue.
Why are you telling people?
First of all, I'm not embarrassed.
Is this
relevant? Really? Well, it is relevant.
This is not in the rundown.
I'm sorry. Am I throwing this
no
German
pun intended.
Shepherd under
is that
the,
kind of a
that
pun?
That was pretty good. That wasn't bad at all. I'm not throwing the dog under the bus. I mean, what's the big deal?
We didn't say its name.
Right, exactly.
Sam.
Mm-hmm, Sam the German Shepherd, but he had a little poo-poo issue, and it was so cute and adorable.
We just wanted all you listeners to know.
And it was beautiful. Very adorable pet.
So we're down here in the dog grove at the Watering Bowl. We're hanging out. Carly's here. We will actually have Jamie from Gateway Pet Guardians, and she is going to bring Natalie by.
Aw, Nats!
Who is a dog that Carly can play with.
We also will have interviews.
Wait, whose dog?
Natalie's
it's an adoptable dog from Gateway
what
Pet
kind
Guardians.
Is she?
You'll have to wait and see.
Look how excited she just perked.
Ooh.
We will, though, have an opportunity
somebody
to interview some of the puppies that will be participating and the Puppy Bowl this Sunday. So we will have Bebop, Blitz will also join us at some point. And we do have exclusive interviews with Bill Bulldogcheck and John Fox and the Hound. So I'm looking forward to these interviews later in the show. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. I'm really excited about that. But no, let's all come full circle. It is the big news that's going around the city of St. Louis today. After last night's very disappointing 5-3 loss to the Winnipeg Jets, Ken Hitchcock learned his fate this morning. Doug Armstrong having a press conference announcing the termination of Ken Hitchcock and, of course, Mike Yeo, who was going to step in as the head coach next season, is now going to go ahead and step in right now. Gaines, Chris, Carly, guys, just jump in. Tell me your immediate thoughts.
Let's go to Carly first. Carly, how do you feel about this?
What?
It's weird because you can be surprised and not surprised at the same time because it's like, well, in one sense, Blues are going to hell in a handbasket, so I get it. You're getting a jump start on next year with Yeo taking over.
Sure.
I think the whole setup was strange, and I think that Hitch is the fall guy for this one. This is very weird to send a guy out on a swan song with the kind of lineup that they put together and the kind of moves that were made. Even the coach in waiting thing, I found that to be strange. Which is gonna undermine somebody like that, and then free agent wise, nothing, no huge splash, right?
Every move in the offseason that the Blues made sense to me, except bringing back Hitch,
right?
Because I realized that they were every move that they made this past was with the future in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But not bringing back a guy for 1 year after you go on this long
run. Did they think they were going to get the best of both worlds and Hitch was going to get them to play at a championship level?
Yeah, it seemed like it was Doug Armstrong, a friend, making a move for his friend Ken Hitchcock because, man, he was so close last year and he just wanted one more shot at it. And I don't think it was a realistic shot with the roster put together. And it seemed like more of a friend move than a GM move.
I know. Obviously, when you have a termination like this, it's very easy and very necessary to a degree to start pointing fingers at who's responsible. And I think almost want to echo what's been said on probably every sports talk station in St. Louis.
Oh, sure. Great coverage, by the way. Go to InsideSTL.com. There have been we were like, you know what? We're doing a Puppy Bowl preview. They've had hockey teams worth of people on the station today. Go to InsideSTL.com for former players and many analysts. Everything's up there. But we'll talk about it. But what else is there to say?
But again, to echo what has been illustrated up until this point, and I was going to illustrate that the roster, the way it was put together by Armstrong, you kind of felt that it did, to an extent, handcuff a guy like Hitch. And the setup, and Chris mentioned it, I don't know if that setup it was just conducive to potential success for this ball club, especially this year. And so,
ball club.
A puck is a ball. A puck is a ball, for Christ's sakes.
You're having a rough show, Drew.
I can't spin one on my finger.
There you go. That's a good point. But no, it sucks because Ken Hitchcock is after the hat that he wore at the Winter Classic. We in the black delegation accepted him as one of ours. And so for, again, the white man to take him out after he put in the work, I can't say that I'm surprised, Chris.
Not
surprised at all. No, but it sucks. He's a good guy. I hate that he has to go out on this note because he has given a lot to this organization. And I, again, echoing what everyone else has already said, I don't necessarily think it was specifically Hitch's fault as to where the Blues were presently, or how they're presently playing and where they are in the standings.
Yeah, and Richard Pritchard did send this in, but did you see the statement, Gaines? You see that?
Did you read it?
No.
It's a joke.
I'm not going to read it.
Can we not read it? It's a fake? It's not a real Ken
Hitchcock? Well, yeah, he sent the text.
Well, I saw it was Richard Pritchard, and then I was like, yeah.
And then I searched, went to Rutherford's Twitter.
You got to check that out.
And was like, okay, there's not a statement.
So Ken Hitchcock has not released a statement.
He is not.
Richard Pritchard just sent something in that he wanted us to read.
Richard Pritchard sent a diaper-related statement.
Yeah. I wish I would have read that very seriously and earnestly.
I'm glad you did not.
Guys, we're here at the Watering Bowl. It's our Puppy Bowl preview show. We'll be joined by Dan Schachner, who's the referee of the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. And if you guys are out and about, come say hello. Check out the Watering Bowl. It's an excellent, excellent business right here. They've got locations all over St. Louis. Let's talk about this for a second. Do you mind, Travis?
Please.
Watering Bowl. It's a cage-free canine community offering doggy daycare, boarding, and training through its esteemed institution known as Butt Sniffers Academy.
Aww.
There you go.
Check out the trip.
That's right. Check out thewateringbowl.com to schedule a free sniff around for your dog today at one of our locations in South County, Brentwood, or the newly coined Dog Grove between Dogtown and the Grove on Manchester. All dogs go to heaven. The lucky ones go to the Watering Bowl.
Oh, I like that.
Somebody's got a copywriter on their staff.
Oh, my goodness. That's well done. Also,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're in the Dog Grove where best friends meet.
That's true. And if you're not going to come by here for the excellent facilities, do it because they have a little wit in their writing.
That is very good.
I like that. We can reward them for that.
Writes for SNL. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Carly, we were talking about the Puppy Bowl. Do we have a list, Gaines? I mean, do we want to get into this?
Let's go ahead and set it up. Now, again, later on in the show, we will have an opportunity to talk to Bismarck, Blitz, Bo, Buddy Love, and Bebop. Will join us at some point.
Oh, they're going to join us.
They're going to join us on today's show. But the exciting thing about this upcoming Puppy Bowl is that there are local pups that are going to be participating in the Puppy Bowl this upcoming Sunday. Gaines, you have a couple of those pups that we'll be able to see at 2 o'clock this Sunday.
There's 40 dogs in this Puppy Bowl, and we have 5 from the states of Missouri and Illinois.
All right.
I mean, that's insane. Ton of homegrown talent. We got Bebop, the terrier from Missouri.
Yes.
Stretch, terrier mix from Missouri.
Yep.
Wesley, the shepherd mix from Missouri. Foster, a Burmese mountain dog terrier from Illinois. And Slippers, my favorite name, Pomeranian mix from Illinois.
There's also Wesley, who was part of the backup team. He is going to come off the bench. We probably expect him to contribute in the second half of the Puppy Bowl. He is also from Stray Rescue here in the state of Missouri. Chris, when this pup gets off the line of scrimmage, he gets to the quarterback so quickly, better than anybody. He's better than J.J. Ruff, I tell you what. But he's a true talent that we're going to have to look out for this Sunday.
Hey, and speaking of looking out, Iggy's creepy hand has walked into the building, and boy, are we excited.
Nothing like
when listeners come out, and I hope he starts texting from within the building.
Nothing like Iggy's creepy hand at a dog place. So please, pups, do not bite him.
Careful with those rumps.
It's a California dog. And what they do out in California, Chris, because they have the beaches. So they have a nice, steady jump. They are quick off the line of scrimmage as well. Solid 40, under 4.2. It's Blitz. Blitz is the one that I think you should definitely keep an eye on.
Carly's a big fan of Blitz.
He's my early favorite for the MVP.
He is.
Watching tape, I made a note of Blitz. He's my early favorite for the MVP.
Blitz is the kind of guy that can completely change the game early and often.
Are we still talking about the Puppy Bowl?
This is the Puppy Bowl. What do you else you think we're talking about, woman? Of course. So Blitz is a guy that I think, Carly, you would enjoy. Not only is he adorable, but he actually is already potty trained. Can you believe that? At such an early age, that's what makes him one of the high prospects into the Sunday.
He cuts out all the distractions. Peanut butter on the lick cam? No, Blitz is going right past that. Water bowl?
That.
He doesn't need that. He's going straight to the end zone.
Mrs. Janie Shanahan wondering if Travis would attend their academy.
Carly. You knew where that where they were going. Why did you finish?
Lots
sentence,
of people
Carly.
Wanting to sniff Travis.
That is no need for that.
Grimy from South County. This is a lot of people. Bring your dogs to the Butt Sniffers Academy here at the Watering Bowl in the Dog Grove.
Team Ruff again versus Team Fluff. Chris,
it's been a dynasty. Let's be honest about it.
It is.
Team Ruff has won the past 2 years.
Team Ruff elite?
Team Ruff's won the past 2 years. It hasn't been close. Team Fluff hasn't shown up. You know, we're not going to be nice about it. Team Fluff is a bunch of chokers the past 2 years. Can they change it around this year?
See, I think, though, with Team Fluff, you have to look at the way the roster was shaped. And when you look at Team Fluff, they always want to throw out the Burmese and the Terriers. This year, they have done something that I did not expect. They've decided to go puppy pit bulls. I think that type of tenacity, that type of envision of just trying to put that type of talent on the field, especially for the Puppy Bowl, will give Team Fluff the necessary edge going into Sunday. But there, if you don't mind, Chris, if I can go pup close and personal.
Oh, that, you know what?
He stole that from the website.
It was good, man. He had so much great stuff on that website. Alexander Hamilpup.
Yes, my favorite
name.
Is
what everyone is talking about. Of course, everyone knows Alex Hamilton has had a great run the last year and a half, and to finally have a representative from the New York area like Alexander Hamilpup, man, a presidential performance, I expect, of him this Sunday.
He wasn't even a president.
Who do we have at halftime?
Nope.
I know a lot of people are talking about what's at stake for a halftime. I'm pretty excited about the performance as well. Who's on deck?
Kitty Play Halftime Show. So we have a bunch of kittens. Usually around 30 to 40 kittens come out. They throw out some yarn in there, some scratch.
They'll be euthanizing the losing team.
Yarn.
Oh, come on, man.
For the cats?
Or putting them in bags.
Oh, look at this. Just grow up. No, don't encourage this.
Who took the cat?
We're trying to have a serious conversation
about it.
We really are trying to break
get
down
it?
The puppy bowl.
Isn't that a joke people say?
Funny you mentioned the peanut butter hand. I have some smooth and creamy Jif in my car.
Don't have to
Travis.
Read that, please.
Gross.
You can't
creepy
you
hand.
Have to do that. I'm not.
The 314 texting in. Only way to save the show today is if Travis gets attacked by puppies.
I want that.
Now, I don't know if you saw this on your film review, Travis, but I saw Oliver, standard white poodle.
Go figure.
And he just reminded me a lot of Peyton Manning. Very heady player.
Really?
He wasn't very swift on his feet, but always made the right decision. Didn't hurt his team. I think he's somebody to watch out for in the Puppy Bowl.
I know that we talk about the players that make the difference on the field, but I'm afraid of what Buddy Love did off the field that has everyone concerned. He was caught earlier in the week drinking out of someone else's water bowl. It was a pretty embarrassing moment for him, and I'd imagine his team as well. Chris, when you have a dog like Buddy Love that contributes on the field, and we expect him to play this Sunday, but he has some issues off of it. He has bitten a couple mailmen. Uh-huh. He, again, likes to drink out of other people's watering bowls. As an owner, can you tolerate that type of play,
listen,
that type of personal part of your organization?
This puppy grew up in a single dog household. Mm. It had no chance, and this is its chance.
That's true.
The Puppy Bowl. It's gotten it out of – he looks like trouble, too, as we're looking at the Animal Planet website.
Buddy Love. It's so adorable.
Do you guys think that Air Bud is the LeBron James of dogs?
Fair question, that's Carly. We've all been wondering.
Let's put it on Twitter as a poll.
I will say
also,
this.
Let's go. Oh, what?
No, but I'm glad you brought up Air Bud, because Air Bud, I think people, I look at him as like a Larry Bird type.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? So I think if he had to grow up in Compton, would Air Bud be as good as he is? If he had to grow up in East St. Louis, would Air Bud be that talented?
So you're calling him the George Mikan.
I think he was a very privileged dog. He grew up in a situation that allowed him to succeed.
Found in the woods. Wasn't taken care of by that scary clown. But, yeah, pretty privileged dog, Travis.
No, but considering the opportunities that Air Bud got.
Was a clown's dog?
Yeah.
Think about
it.
Was he in the circle?
Remember the
circus?
The pudding?
No.
He had to get him to come out from the pudding of the woods, and it was a scared dog.
No.
And then the newspaper, the guy would always hit him with the newspaper.
I don't
remember.
You guys don't know Air Bud?
I want some pudding now.
Go figure. Of course you do. I just think Air Bud, if it was any other ball player, he's a system dog. He's a system dog.
You know how bad that team was before Air Bud came
on? He was. Like, I'm sorry.
Air Bud was awful.
And they ran. They ran zone, and if you're going to play zone against Air Bud, of course he's going to go off and have the type of performance that he did. So
come on,
want?
Big white guy, get the show back on track, brother, please, girl.
Let's go around and say our favorite dog movie.
It was a strong 16
mine's,
months.
Mine's Beethoven.
Chris?
come back to me. Cujo.
Of course. Of course. Gaines?
Marley and Me.
I peg you for a Milo and Otis kind of guy.
I can't believe that he's Homeward Bound.
Guys, Homeward Bound.
I said Homeward
Bound. All Dogs Go to Heaven. 101 Dalmatians. There's so many classics.
Guys,
we're
I made a good joke
missing
there.
Out on.
I made a good joke
what
there.
What was it?
The dog. Well, nope. Spoiler alert. The dog dies at the end.
How is that a joke? There's nothing funny about dogs dying.
That's why it wouldn't be my favorite
you
dog.
You monster.
Movie.
By the way, this is Chris's idea. Let's just go ahead and shift this to Chris's idea.
Rocchio, not a fan of the show today. Getting messages.
Buzz off.
Lots of hate. No, Ray King says Homeward Bound. I think that's
Homeward
a
Bound,
great one, but there's a cat involved in that one.
Yeah, but it's played by the Sally
What about
Field,
the Fox and the Hound? There we go, another one.
That is also a good one.
Lots
We're
of good
the
ones.
Best of friends. Can that be our new theme song?
No, we won't
okay.
make that our new theme song.
So we'll think about it. Got it.
We're talking to Dan Schachner here in a few minutes.
At the bottom
referee of the Puppy Bowl.
It's at 2:30.
2:30. Some of the calls that he may have on Sunday are unnecessary roughness. like rough, like a duck. That. Paws interference.
Well, there's that. There's that.
Rough sides and dog collar tackles.
I'm glad they enforced the dog tackle collar.
Sergeant Major Rhodes texting in, Carly, please lay off the begging strips. You're better than that.
I love begging strips. I mean, dog
begging! Begging strips. Is that how it goes?
That's exactly how it goes. You are so pathetic.
I'm good. I'm a good impressionist.
I'm excited for Gateway Pet Guardians to drop by here with Natalie the dog.
Now, why didn't your dog show up to the event today?
You know, they had to wash their fur. It was.
Why are your dogs divas? They weren't on stage with Corolla. Who the hell do they think they are?
They're, again, tons of work to do, things around the
butts
house.
Butts to sniff.
Yeah. Maybe they need to bring this to the academy.
They're not prestigious. Are they prestigious enough for the academy?
That's a good point.
Will they be tuning in on Sunday? Are they big fans?
I think so. Yeah. We had to have a talk with Holly. She's been betting a little too strong lately. Dolly's a little older.
That's so Holly.
She's more able to assess situations. She knows when to pull back. She doesn't go in deep like you, Gaines.
I've got
the prop bets for the puppy bowl.
I actually don't know that, but I've got rough minus 19.5 and an over under of 137, just for the record.
How do you,
Gaines will take those bets.
How do you take the over?
Email him mgaines@weareliveradio.com.
And the dogs score by taking toy footballs into the end zone. So they're high scoring affairs.
Do you judge people who aren't dog people?
Yes, 100%.
I think that's strange.
I think that's strange
that's
as well.
Pre-crime. That's pre-crime.
Gattaca would you would not be allowed onto the show.
I don't want to date a guy that has a cat.
It's one thing to have a cat. That's fine.
I prefer
fine,
men
but
that don't prefer cats.
I am not a cat person, but I don't judge you if you have one. I just avoid you. But I think it's weird that there are people out there who just aren't dog people.
You don't want to drink their homebrew with them?
And you don't you don't have to own dogs to be a dog person.
Exactly.
Me, for example, all my dogs died, so now I'm just a
black widow?
Weird dog person.
Like if you're at somebody's house and they have a dog and somebody's just kind of like always like, go away, go away. I'm like, no, you go home.
Right. Oh, good one, Gaines. I know. I think you should probably call Homeland Security or the FBI for people.
They should be put on a list.
They should be put on a list.
Yep.
Because dogs are amazing. Have you ever had a bad day when a dog was around?
No.
Thank you, Carl.
Never.
Never.
If you're just tuning in, it's We Are Live. We're here at the Watering Bowl in the Dog Grove on Manchester. We'll be telling you more about that throughout the show today, and you can download everything on InsideSTL.com as well as iTunes and the Android store. And we're talking the Puppy Bowl today, but all of our Super Bowl coverage is brought to you by Bud Light here on 590 The Fan. That's a decent size label, right?
Not bad.
Not bad for a little AM radio station. Let's do it. Hey, tell you what, we've got Dan Schachner joining. He is the referee for the Puppy Bowl this Sunday on the Animal Planet. Dan, thanks for joining We Are Live. How are you, sir?
Yes, how you doing? I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're pumped up. We were just going over some of the prop bets that we were going to put out for people to come in and put money down on the Puppy Bowl.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if there's some moral issues. Would you place a bet on one of these teams? Given
would
your position? Sure.
Oh no, I'm the. I got to remain. That would be a huge scandal if an official.
It would be.
We're actually placing bets. I believe that happened in the NBA not too long ago, and that guy got
Tim Donaghy.
Yes, yes. So no. I'm calling a clean game, and I mean that literally and figuratively.
I hope so. We've got Dan Schachner on the line. We're live here at the Watering Bowl on Manchester, doing our Puppy Bowl preview show. Dan, I see you're an actor, and what actually got you to this Animal Planet gig? You've been doing it for a few years. What took you to this? I mean, is it as simple as agent called, here's the audition, we think that you're right for it?
There was some agents involved, but I had known Animal Planet for a couple of years prior to this because I hosted a bunch of specials for them. Just little one-hour specials here and there, great pet products, but always something pet or dog-related. 6 years ago, the current ref at the time moved on to a different network, and, you know, they just considered me. I made an audition tape, and they bought it, and here I am 6 years later.
Dan, how long does the taping actually take for the Animal Planet? Because I mean, I imagine it's difficult to wrangle all these puppies in all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it takes 3 days, believe it or not, in October. We usually shoot in October in New York over 3 days, and then what happens is, you know, it's just a two-hour event that we're showing this Super Bowl Sunday, and we've got to basically make it, I guess you'd call it a highlight reel, of the very best from those 3 days of shooting. The idea being to showcase as many dogs, sizes, breeds as possible in order to increase, you know, they're all adoptable, right? They're from shelters from across the country.
Sure.
So the idea is to get them all adopted and find them a forever home and to, you know, make the game as interesting as possible.
What has the response been from your family and friends when they see you participate? And it's turned into one of the biggest events on Super Bowl Sunday. Folks, tune in from all across the world for 2 hours of puppies just being adorable. What has been the response, and how has it changed your life to a degree?
Yeah, I mean, last year, it seems to get bigger every year. We had 9 million people tune in that weekend to watch our event. It was the second most, tweeted item after the Super Bowl on Super Bowl weekend, and it just seems to grow every year. My family's into it. I have two young boys. They are huge Puppy Bowl fans. They think that it's, you know, completely real. That is to say that they place bets on the dogs themselves, you know. Of course, my kids bet, you know, chocolate cookies as opposed to cash, but the point is they're into the game.
Sure they do.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
No, that absolutely is. Are you currently married then?
Yes, I am currently married. So far, this job has not cost me my marriage.
I was gonna, and no offense to your current fit, a single guy in this job would do fine as well.
If you, I know. I started this job a couple of years too late. I think I would have been great. You know, the reality is though, nobody recognizes me on the street here in New York unless I'm actually in the ref. Uniform, you know, striped hat, pants. So if I'm just regular me, I'm not getting any attention. Then again, if I were to, you know, sidle up to a woman in a bar wearing a full ref uniform, I don't think I would get much attention anyway. So it's
you're
a
like, hey, you
want to
blow my whistle?
So then what is down. What?
Thanks.
That's a good one.
Good job.
Yeah,
Carlin.
That's a good one. You can use it. You don't have to give me credit.
Thank you.
But what does the preparation go through? Like, it's got a halftime show.
Yeah.
It's now you got the hashtag. You got a breakdown on Animal Planet's website of each dog. Like, how does it? Does everyone get into a room? What is the preparation that goes into it?
You know, no joke. This is you know, they say after Christmas, Santa Claus will like start planning next Christmas. As soon as Puppy Bowl is over on Sunday, the team at Animal Planet, and I'm lucky enough to be involved in that, starts planning for next year. What did we do wrong? What could be better? What could be improved? How can we make this a bigger and better show? Really, our idea is to just connect with as many different shelters in many different spots along the country. We obviously have fans everywhere, and the more people can get connected to their local shelters and we can showcase those local shelters on our show, the better. So this year, I'm proud to say we have, I think it's 34 shelters from across the country and Puerto Rico involved. And what that allows people to do is when they're watching Puppy Bowl and they go, oh, this is great, I'd really love to adopt that puppy, they can immediately go to the Animal Planet website, get connected with that shelter if it's in their area, and even if it's not, that shelter can help them find somebody close by. That is part of the process. The other part of the process is the quote-unquote casting of these dogs, right? I mean, you know, they're not true athletes in the human sense. There's no combine, draft day, you know, there's no practice team.
Yet.
Yeah, we throw them right in there, and we want them to be as puppy-like as possible. So it's really down to, I guess, adorableness, athleticism to some level, and they have to be between 12 and 24 weeks of age. That's it.
Has every dog been adopted this year, or are there still some out there needing homes?
There are still some. I mean, we shoot in October. A lot of them get scooped up then by our crew. We have a crew of over 100 when we shoot.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's amazing.
You can imagine puppies are doing what puppies do, and then we need a cleanup crew. We need a good camera crew. We need there's publicity people there. There's a lot going on. So a lot of them just get adopted then and there. But no, by the time Puppy Bowl airs on Sunday, there will still be some dogs available for adoption. So do not be discouraged, as well as cats. Because we also feature cats at the halftime show. So there's a lot, you know, a lot of possibilities for our fans.
Oh, makes sense. We've got Dan Schachner, referee of the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet here on We Are Live, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and we're broadcasting live from the Watering Bowl on Manchester here where in St. Louis, Missouri. Carly, what was that?
I was going to ask where I can apply to be part of the poop cleanup crew.
Oh, just part of the cleanup crew.
I'm asking for a friend.
Okay, so you want to be part of that. Now, Dan, I guess we have to ask first off, I mean, is there a penalty if you're caught rolling around with several dogs
on the
floor?
Do I have to get a background check?
You have to get fully vetted. No, sorry for the pun.
Nice.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah, nice.
Sorry.
That was great.
You know, we do accept volunteers every single year. It's kind of cool because when you have 78 dogs this year, we had 78 total, each dog does need its own sort of personal handler. And so we just accept volunteers for that.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, as you can imagine, the volunteers are usually the ones that wind up adopting those dogs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, that's
you know what? I got my master's in dog handling, so that's so perfect. I would love.
Funny
you're
he
hired.
Said that.
It's so weird.
You're
Dan,
hired.
Being on this and being part of a major channel like Animal Planet, have you gotten to? I saw some pictures online with you and other celebrities, other TV shows. What's been the most enjoyable experience as far as what this has taken you to? I don't know, maybe it's being a guest on somebody's show or just being acknowledged by somebody you respect.
Yeah, thanks for that question. I hadn't been asked that. You know, it's been pretty surreal. I've been on the Today Show. Just yesterday I was on the Harry Connick Jr. show. We've done ESPN.
Nice.
We've been on SportsCenter. We've been all over the place. But I have to say, my greatest sort of personal achievement is that I helped co-host The Price is Right with Drew Carey last month. It's actually airing this Friday. I know, shameless plug, but you did ask the question.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, what's so cool about it is that they're big, you know, animal advocates there. You know, Bob Barker, I think, was pretty much back in the day, and Drew Carey's kind of taken that on. And so when I'm on there with Drew, and we're just talking about Puppy Bowl and giving away pet-themed vacations, et cetera, as part of the Showcase Showdown. So that being on that set, some show I'd grown up watching all these years, same music, you know, same graphics when you watch the show, it was pretty surreal and definitely a career highlight.
Oh, absolutely. And then you also get to see all the lovely people that are spending a work day at The Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah, the supermodel, yes, the spokespersons, yes, they're lovely.
Now, I know we're getting set for this upcoming show on Sunday. You have a better idea than us. Can you give us a preview? What particular pup stood out to you? There, of course, is Alexander Hamilpup. There's Bismarck. There's Buddy Love. Daisy Moses is one of the dogs I have my eye out for. Any particular pup we should look out for this Sunday?
Well, you mentioned Daisy, so you've been doing your research. Daisy did quite well. I'll give you a couple of names to look for. Daisy Moses was fantastic. True running back in the real sense of the word, you know, just up and down the field all day long with the Chiefs.
I hear you, Dan. Sure.
Yeah. But I would also look at a dog named Rory, who was a poodle, a fluffy brown little poodle who got into my pants. Yeah, and I don't mean that inappropriately. Literally dug its snout into my pocket, pulled out my penalty flag, and ran that in for a touchdown. And
that's great. Yeah. What a rascal. What
Never
a rascal.
Never been seen before. And, you know, in all seriousness, like, we talk about how much, like, this show has grown. Like, every year there does seem to be something different and wacky that the dogs do. One year we had two dogs score a touchdown at the same time, so we had a double touchdown. Last year we had a field goal. A dog actually kicked a ball in for a touchdown.
Awesome.
And this year we had a dog steal a penalty flag, and we said, hey, why not? Let's give him the points. So it's kind of cool. It changes all the time. The rule book is, I guess you'd say, in flux, constantly evolving.
Do you guys ever, Elva and Old Planet, or even yourself, check out the social media reaction, especially on Twitter and Facebook when the game is going on?
Yeah, it's kind of awesome because you'll have you have many types of fans, but the two main fans, the way they break down is the ones that just enjoy it. They have it on as pregame because we're on at 3 o'clock right before the Super Bowl, and if they're having a party, and especially if there's kids involved, you know, family kind of party, it's a great thing to turn on before the big game, right? It's low intensity, it's fun, it's easy on the eyes, it's cute. But then you've got the other fan that is a rabid, like, sports fanatic fan, but for puppies. So they will say rest. You call that a holding penalty and set him back 10 yards. That's technically pause interference, and he should have been set back 20. You know, and so those great. Are the fans that all I can do is like bow, you know, tip my hat to them and say, you know what, you've done more research than me. God bless you. Keep watching. Thank you very much.
Did you have an appreciation for animals before the job, or have your like appreciation grown through the job?
Yeah.
Like I just wonder because
he has a crippling fear of dogs that he's overcome for the
right.
job.
What you guys do is real. I mean, it's great for the dog community. I don't want that to get lost. Has it grown? Has your appreciation grown through the years?
It has for the different breeds of dogs, right? I mean, I grew up with dachshunds. Everyone's different with their personal relationship to dogs.
No. And, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Why? Did you grow up with Dachshunds?
Yeah, those are my favorite of all time.
Well, I'm not allowed to pick faves, but between you and me, I'm sure no one's listening, right? It's just
Trust
us.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, I love Dachshunds. They may be my
yes!
favorite breed. Yeah. And so I can't show favoritism, right?
Says.
During the show, I've got to be especially. I almost have to be tougher on Dachshunds. And
oh, my gosh. I'm crying.
What this has allowed me to do, no joke, is really looked at, I mean, God, the Pyrenees? What the heck kind of dog is that? I had no idea. Shar Pei? I didn't quite know what a Shar Pei looked like. You know,
right.
Coonhounds? I mean, all these crazy breeds that come out that you really weren't exposed to growing up. And, yeah, so it does give me a better appreciation for the variety of breeds and the fact that, like, people say, which breed is better or faster or football? It depends on the dog's temperament. They can be anything. They can be a Great Dane or they could be a tiny toy poodle. If they're aggressive and scrappy, they're going to do well. If they're shy and they want to be lounging on the side, that's fine. So it's really up to the dog's temperament. And, so I do have that appreciation, definitely.
Are there any ways that you guys are thinking about in improving the Puppy Bowl, perhaps a skills challenge, something to that effect? Are there anything as far as a preview can get us looking forward into the future where we see the Puppy Bowl growing?
For sure. I have been pitching that we do expanded programming for the Puppy Bowl, pregame, and now we have
of
a pregame.
Course.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. You can tune in the
perhaps
hour before.
A tailgate.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Travis.
We already have tailgating, which I'm proud to say is in there. We have a Hall of Fame. We have a trophy ceremony at the end, a coin toss. And we have the supportive programming. Like we have at 11:30 on Puppy Bowl Sunday, I'm hosting a best moments, like a sort of highlight reel of the Puppy Bowl's past.
That's I love
nice.
It.
And
you guys have the national anthem too, right?
Oh, yeah, we have national anthem. the list, it's a huge list of elements that go into the show. But, you know, I do think that Puppy Bowl should start earlier in terms of the planning, like you guys mentioned. I think we should have a draft day. And it doesn't have to be a real draft day in the sense that we're drafting athletes. But, hey, we get all these submissions from shelters across the country. Well, why not make it fun? And, you know
right,
for it's Team Ruff in the fourth round for their first pick chooses, Herman.
I would tune in.
I would watch it.
Put
sure.
it on prime time.
I like the world where Dan is the czar of Puppy Bowl.
Me too.
Everything.
I love
hey,
it.
Do your thing, man. I like that.
That's
awesome.
That's
my dream. We're working on it.
I love it. We got Dan Shagner again. Watch the Puppy Bowl this week. You said coverage starts with a highlight show at 11:30 on
yeah,
Sunday.
It's a little early, you know. So if you really are, this is for the true diehards, right? So tune in at 11:30 if you want to watch
too.
The highlights. 2 o'clock starts sure. the pregame. And they really break down these teams and the dog statistics. And you'd be amazing that the scouting reports already exist for these dogs coming in.
Nice.
The odds, I believe Team Fluff is favored 5-4 over Team Ruff this year. people are really actually placing bets. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And
it's
then, the
actual game
at 3. And then if you happen to miss it at 3, don't worry. After the big game, we'll be repeating it as well. So
I love it.
We'll be there for you.
Dan Shagner, referee of the Puppy Bowl, and hopefully maybe commissioner, draft expert, whatever else
we can do.
Dan, we really appreciate you calling in. I hope everything goes smooth for you. I'm sure you're very busy. It was very kind of you to spend some time with us today.
Take care.
Well,
Brian.
It's kind of you guys to support the show and to give us a little bit of love. So right back at you, and thanks for watching, guys. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Take care. Dan Shagner, right. referee of the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. We're live here at the Watering Bowl in the Dog Grove. On Manchester, right here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. You know what, Trav?
What up, Chris?
It's a cage-free canine community. That's the Watering Bowl. Again, it's on Manchester, right here in the Dog Grove. Is a place where dogs can come to play with other dogs with similar energy levels. So, Travis, if you were a dog and Gaines were a dog, you guys maybe not going to be put together.
Okay, okay. That's
Gaines
cool.
is low
sense.
Energy.
Okay.
Same here. Gaines and I would be getting to lay on like a cool towel while you ran around being loud.
You son of a.
At the watering
Travis
bowl.
Would bark a lot.
He would.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, Rocchio and Travis would be in the same corner. Just barking. Travis complaining his food bowl's not filled up as much as the white dog's.
Because I ate the whole thing. Because right. I ate all of them.
That is racist as hell.
Well, it's doggist, but okay. At the watering bowl, we see new bonds formed on a daily basis and old friends reuniting over and over again. As pack animals, dogs benefit physically, psychologically, and emotionally from a full day of play. We hear owners tell us all the time that they picked up a better dog than they dropped off. That's because we let dogs be dogs. Aww. In a safe, accommodating environment. Bring your dog for a free sniff around at any one of the three St. Louis area locations close to work or home. Again, Trav, all dogs go to heaven. The lucky ones go to the watering bowl.
I think this is really cool because as we're here at the watering bowl, there are owners coming to pick up their dogs and take them home or take them with them. And I don't know. It's just really I want to know if like how excited the dog gets to get dropped off here to hang out with his homies. And then, like, gets upset. And like, oh, man, mom's here. I got to go, guys. It's just so adorable.
It's crazy.
Look at this. Look at the pup. He's excited. Mom's here to come pick him up. He's excited. And, like, they're checking the dog out. This is so adorable. I'm going to cry live on the radio.
Trav, have you ever, has anybody ever loved you as much as these dogs love their people?
Chris, I'm going to die of debilitating loneliness. So to
look
be
at
able
the
to
dog.
See,
look at the
look
dog.
Look at how excited the dog is to see the master. Oh, hello. That is so adorable.
Don't use master.
Yeah, I probably should. That's a good point.
Carlos Danger, texting in, Trav, see you're betting on the pug at the puppy bowl. And it's a picture of Jerry Rice with a pug. Looking very Trav-like.
And he's right. Dan's right. Like, they have done he's going to – his episode is The Price is Right airs this Friday. They did stints already today with The Hollywood Reporter, Variety, and
– We Are Live.
And now We Are Live.
Pretty so standard group of folks.
But it has grown. Like, people, especially the intensity, as Dan mentioned, on social media – with the several hashtags, people will put a hashtag next to the dog that they like. And he's right. People will go to the lengths of breaking it down, as well as we've done today, like certain performances by certain pups. So, yeah, I would imagine that most of you all, before you get juiced up on MD 2020 before the game on Sunday, will probably take the time to watch the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. It's one of my favorite things to do every year. I think it's really cool. And if you're not a dog person, you probably should leave this country.
The lovely listeners are all chiming in on the text line, 855-282-8255. We've got Iggy's Creepy Hand stopping by, and he's posted, and he's actually checked in here, and I wanted to read this. Recaps asks, is Louis C. Canine there?
Oh,
that's a good
I had to read it.
That's not bad.
Cheers to you, Recaps. That was good. And then, Iggy's Creepy Hand asks, is Trav... says Trav's sniffing around for peanut butter.
I like peanut butter. But
careful.
I'm not sniffing for it.
Trav,
relax.
Careful.
I'm just saying. He doesn't like peanut butter.
Why do you look like Jerry Rice?
I do, don't I? It's odd. He was one of my favorite football players growing up, and actually, I thought he was one of the greatest Hall of Famers until he did a recent commercial with Popeyes where he had a chicken helmet on. And
what?
I immediately asked Canton to remove his bust. He's doing work now for Popeyes, and he did a commercial, and in the commercial he's got a Popeyes helmet on, and he's got the one bar face mask, but in between the bar is a rotating chicken leg near his mouth.
That's brutal.
He's also hashtag MAGA.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, not Jerry Rice. He's from what? He's a black man from Mississippi. He is MAGA. Well. What do you got to say to that?
I'll tell you this. We're here live at the Watering Bowl on Manchester. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock. We'll be visited by Natalie, the pup from Gateway Pet Guardians, right down the street here. Very excited to have that. Also, tomorrow, we're going to be at Thurman's in Shaw. Travis, you excited about that?
I am very excited. This is a new sponsorship opportunity. They have all been this week. And so to be able to go to these new businesses.
Keep growing, baby.
This is really cool. So not only today, but yesterday for us and tomorrow, this has been a really cool week as We Are Live has been on the road. We got a studio, get away from Rock. I mean, stretch our arms out and see other people here.
Poor Rock. He's there working hard back in the studio.
You son of a
We got Carly here. Gaines is here. We're hanging out at the Watering Bowl on Manchester. And again, Thurman's and Shaw tomorrow, live broadcast 2 to 4. They're opening up early just for us, so you guys got to come out, have a beer, have a pizza. Their pizza crust is actually from it. Where's it from, Gaines?
It's spicy meat the ball.
Gaines, that is not cool, bro. That is not cool at all. Chris, tell them where it's actually
but
from.
But it is actually from Italy.
Oh,
their pizza crust from Milan. So we're going to hang out there 2 to 4. We're going to do a live broadcast. They're opening up early, so you guys got to come by, say hello, enjoy the food. It's a great neighborhood bar, Thurman's in Shaw. And then at night, there's going to be live music, and we're going to hang out tomorrow night, Friday.
I'm thinking about scatting tomorrow night, too.
Travis will be on the piano during our live show tomorrow.
I will be. Loving you is
I'll actually be playing the piano, and he'll be sprawled out on top of it.
I will, in my finest lingerie. Come on by.
Yes, and and in addition to that, Friday we're at Southtown Pub, which is going to be a blast. Live broadcast 2 to 4, Travis. Ready?
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
So we sit here, we make these just half-assed, horrible jokes all day long.
They're pretty terrible, Chris.
Somehow we get to stay on the air. Well, Carly's funny, I'll say that. All these things get to happen. And then we actually get to broadcast 2 to 4 at Southtown Pub, which everybody knows where that's at. And you guys are going to come hang out. It's Friday. Why the hell not? That night, Travis.
Oh, yeah?
From 7:30 to 8:30.
Oh?
We're going to still be there. We are going to do some little comedy. Carly, you going to do some stand-up for us Friday night at Southtown?
Carly's going to pull out.
Sure, if you really want me to.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carly will do about 10 minutes. Travis and I will do our shtick.
We're going to tap dance.
Hey, he's black and I'm white.
Ta-da!
And I'll be eating meat.
And yes. Gaines will be eating meat. But
on stage.
Most importantly, that's it's quite funny.
That's act two.
Most importantly, we got Andrew Frank to come do some time. He's going to actually headline it for us. He's hilarious. He's been on the show before. Very funny dude. He's going to be one of these people that you're going to be like, oh, he's from St. Louis?
Not to be confused like with Anne Frank.
No, let's not make that mistake.
No,
that happens. That
like
happens
your
a
fifth,
lot.
That's like, yeah,
fifth
the fourth time.
Bringing up a Holocaust
somehow,
way,
that's the worst joke of this hour.
That's a tough one, but a good point, Rock.
Okay,
again, Andrew Frank's going to do some time, and he's going to headline that. So Friday, come see some some comedy on stage at Southtown Pub, 7:30 to 8:30, and we're broadcasting live again here from the Dog Grove, the Watering Bowl. Hanging out, people. This is a good time. Do we need a break? Do we need to recalibrate? Kind of bring it home.
And plus,
we're going to meet a dog from Gateway Pet Guardians next hour. We're going to be hanging out here till 4 o'clock. You guys need to come by here. We're going to be giving away some gift certificates, too. So get excited. Is this Three Dog Night?
Oh, God.
What a music selection. Great choice, Rock.
Goodness.
Chris Denman, Travis Terrell, the show. It's We Are Live. We got Carly Lawrence, Michael Gaines, Rock back at the studio. Hanging out here at the Watering Bowl. Quick break. 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2, FM, InsideUsTale.com. We'll be right back.